irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here with us, and we're so glad that the One Institute brings us here to be with you each and every Thursday night. So thanks to the One Institute. And remember, if you want to find out more about what's going on in Dr. Allen's world, you go to www.drpatallen.com. And so I want to remind everybody the call-in number is 323-203-0815. We've got a caller. Dr. Allen, are you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Awesome. Yes, I do. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning in.
Sending in your message.
Thank you. I actually just had a quick question. So I was at a live concert the other night with my family. They were in town, so I was going to visit them. And there was the guitar player playing, and we definitely made eye contact with each other. I gave him like the 5 second stare. And then I went up to the bar to order a drink, and he came over and asked if he could buy me a drink. And asked if he could, he got off the stage and asked if he could buy me a drink. And I said yes. And then the band called him back up, and my family wanted to leave. So then I look under the coaster, and his number is on there, and he says, call me later. Is it
good.
Masculine
That's
or feminine?
That's a direction from him. What?
I was wondering if it's masculine or feminine to call him.
It's masculine if you initiate it. It's feminine if he asks for it.
Gotcha. So I ended up, I did call him because he said, call me tonight when you get home.
And did you talk to him?
I did.
And was it good?
Yeah, it was. He asked for if I wanted to go out.
And did you say
and
yes?
I agreed. Yes.
Well, it sounds like you did exactly what I want.
Okay, good. I just wasn't sure because I was initiating.
No. When you get married and your husband tells you to take over his office while he has back surgery, you're extremely feminine.
Okay. Gotcha. I wasn't
sure. It's when he initiates the request.
Okay. Gotcha.
You're feminine then.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I want to be the one who's cherished, but I'm still kind of learning.
No, when you get in a committed relationship, it's you turn it into Newton's cradle, which is he contacts you twice and you initiate once, 2-1.
Gotcha.
That keeps the
okay.
energy going back and forth on that. You've ever seen those little gimmicks where you push it and it shoves back and forth?
I think so, yeah.
Well, that's what I teach. So you want to keep the energy moving. So he
yes.
does 2-1 if you want to be cherished. If you're
gotcha.
The masculine, then you chase him a couple times and see if he calls you once
okay.
on his own.
I see.
Okay, you
okay,
got that?
Awesome, yeah, I do. And I actually had one more question, if I had time.
What is it?
Yeah, do it.
Thank you.
What?
So I just had a quick question. So I'm trying to be passive when it comes to dating. So if a guy wants to make plans with me and he says, would you want to come over and make drinks and watch a movie or something? I say, okay, because I'm not going to make the date. But then once I get there, if they're basically just making it like, making out, he doesn't necessarily ask for sex, but he's like trying to take my pants off and stuff. I don't really know how to say
you
it.
Say,
like I say no, I don't.
I am flattered you're attracted to me sexually, but I'm not comfortable having casual sex. I only have intercourse when I'm a committed, at least boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
Okay. Even if he didn't necessarily ask for sex, but he's like...
What?
Even if he doesn't necessarily ask for sex, but he's like trying
to... He acts on it. You can tell when he acts on it. It's either physical or it's intellectual and, you know, verbal. You know when he's going for intercourse.
Yeah. Okay. That's where I got lost. Okay. That clears it up.
Well, yeah, but you didn't get lost into casual sex.
Yeah. No.
So you maintained your dignity.
Thank you.
Good.
So, okay. Caller, did he make a date with you?
He did.
Awesome.
For tomorrow, yeah.
Well, you will have to call and let us know how it goes.
I definitely will. I'm excited.
Good girl. Good girl.
We're excited for you.
Thank you.
Great
job. I appreciate you guys' help.
You bet.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. So good. I love that.
I know that. I love teaching boundaries that are sensual and affectionate, but you know what's going on and you know what's not going on.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we've got another caller. Hey, caller, are you there on the line with us?
Hello. Yes, I am.
Awesome. You have a question?
I do have a question. So my question is about a man who wants me to come visit him in his town. We live in different towns. Why I'm hesitant is he and I have a history, previous relationship where about 4 years ago, he was actually married when I was his mistress, which wasn't cool with me. So then I ended it. And that was short, but it was, you know, that was the case. And then he reached out to me a few months ago and told me he was divorced and he's in another state now and wants to see me. And I was looking into that, but now he's just kind of acting a little bit. I'm just trying to understand his behavior. He's acting a little bit manipulative and strange. So
men are competitive, conquering, and controlling. That's their nature.
Right.
So I don't see anything wrong with that as long as he honors your no thank you.
When I did tell him I don't take mind altering chemicals or have
you tell him thank you for your interest, but I'm not into casual intercourse.
Yeah. So.
But don't be mad at him for being a man.
Oh no, and I'm not. Like I try to apply that knowledge. But he was kind of wanting me to see him. And then I was kind of, maybe I was acting a little standoffish, but I was like, yeah, I'll come see you. I have these dates available. And
you know what?
Then
you can negotiate anything as long as it's balanced.
Yeah. He kind of switched on me and was like, you know what? I don't know if you really want to come, and I don't know.
Honey,
you know,
he was trying to manipulate you into doing what he wanted. What's new about that?
Yes, he was. And then I said, I just ignored him for a day, and then he wrote back and said, I was just messing with you. I'll put the dates down. I'll pencil in the dates. And
okay.
I haven't replied. I haven't. And he also, like, wants to give me money all the time. And I'm like, well, that's nice, but he just gives me money.
I've got news for you. It's what he asks for the money. Does he ask for sex?
No, he hasn't asked for anything. He just says that he wants to help me out, and he gives me money.
Then why don't you let him help you out as long as it's not, you know, $1,000 you'll owe him?
Yeah, no, I don't. And he doesn't give me that much, but, and I have been letting him. So I guess it's just a matter of me feeling comfortable about.
Are you comfortable receiving, being available to receive and respecting men that want to give, protect, and cherish you?
Yes, I do, and I am. And I
well,
think in the past
say,
I haven't
thank
been.
You. You know, if he says, okay, now will you have sex with me? Oh, no. If I knew that that's what you were buying, I would give you back your money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
a gift
I should...
is different than a payment.
Right. And he's definitely gifting it to me.
Well, then say thank you.
Harvard did
that study in the 90s. Men want sensual and sexual homes to feel safe in 2/3 of the time. Women want mm-hmm. status, Mrs. So-and-so or fiance mm-hmm. or girlfriend. Women want status and financial stability 2/3 mm-hmm. of the time. Now, mm-hmm. you've got to be able to receive and appreciate, and he's got to be generous and cherishing. So
okay.
That's what it is. My last book is called A Man World and a Woman's Universe. Men are very much into things,
mm-hmm.
and generous men give things. Money,
they do.
Gifts, help. You see? And
yes, I do.
Honor your virtue.
Okay.
They don't rape you.
So, yeah, if I'm feeling uncomfortable, maybe it's just because of my, I'm not used to receiving.
Well,
or
then
is
you
it
better
my gut
get
feeling?
Used to it because you've attracted a man and he's doing what men do. And he hasn't done anything like, I gave you this much money, I want a blowjob. That's not what we're talking about. Give him
but
back
the money.
But
if I go and see him and I'm in his environment, I...
Is he going to pay for you to go and see him?
Yes, he will.
Well, dear, that's extremely generous.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
Then... say yes. You see?
Okay. All right.
And thank you.
All right. I just wanted to check because of the gut feeling versus the receptivity thing. So.
Right. Well,
okay.
Was your mother a man?
She was, absolutely.
Was your father a wuss?
No, he was just kind of messed up.
Well, was he able to cherish your mother?
No. No, he was a narcissist.
Well, that's where you learned not to know how to receive.
Yes.
You were scripted
absolutely.
For it. I do scripts. I'm a transactional analyst.
I know. I had a
script
with you. I loved it.
What?
I did have a script training with you, and I loved it.
And did you find out that you were raised to be a boy and take care of yourself?
Yes, 100%.
Well, then how about you let him pay for your flight and your care as long as he's moral, ethical, and legal? And if he's not moral, ethical, and legal, call the police.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay?
Okay.
God made you a girl. Act like it.
Yes, he did. I will.
Okay.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks, caller.
Okay, bye.
Bye. That's that script you're talking about. And one of the things I love is that you do private appointments for Skip, for script, for live scripts. And
that's right.
It is so amazing how in depth and how it reveals to you. You know, when I did it with you, I've done it several times with you. It was just amazing and enlightening. So
that's what it's for. It's like if you're in the 12-step program, they do inventories.
Right.
That's the 4th, 5th step and the 10th step. But I'm a transactional analyst, and I like the 12-step programs. So looking inside of yourself to see where you were raised and what you've been trained to do is excellent if you want to change into the person that nature wanted you to be, not mom and dad, grandma and grandpa.
Exactly. I think we've got a caller. Hey, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
Hello.
I called about 2 weeks ago asking about my relationship with my 19-year-old son. And
yes.
Dr. Allen, you suggested that I should get out of his way and let him live his life. In spite of his difficulties and challenges that he has, and I have. So since 2 weeks ago, he hasn't spoken with me. He hasn't even said hello when he walks in the house and none of that. And I've just kind of been living my life and he's been living his life. Last week was his birthday and I had already gotten him some gifts. So I gave them to my husband.
Oh, yes. That's a special occasion.
Right. But I would have loved to have dinner with him. I would have loved to, you know, celebrate his birthday, but I stayed away. So my husband gave him his gifts and he was very thankful for
okay.
it. So my husband tells him to, you know, you got to thank mom because, you know, she got most of it for you. And
that's
he
right.
says, okay.
That's a man
so,
teaching his son how to be a gentleman.
Right.
Did your
so
son
he sent
do
me a
what
text.
His father said?
Well, he sent me a text that night and he said, I would like to talk to you tomorrow. I still have some frustrations with you, but I did not handle them properly. I'm sorry for that. And I responded and said, thank you. Yes, I would love to talk to you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Right. But a week has passed and he hasn't come forward. So what do I do now?
I got news for you. Let him come forward in due time.
It's been a week.
The letter he sent you was an amends letter.
Okay.
He made an amends for his disrespect and uncherishing behavior. And you said, thank you. That's all. Please don't chase him for your strokes. Don't do that.
So just keep waiting.
I got news for you. Passive, patient, and vulnerable is female.
Okay.
How old is your son?
19.
He's not your son. He's your relative. He used to be your son. Now he's a gentleman that sent you a letter of amends, and I'm thrilled with it. Be happy that he's on the road of building with you, but let him build it.
Yes, I'm very happy that he did that too. I was very thrilled, but he really hasn't come forward. He just sent that text
I got news
and that
for
was
you.
It.
That's your want. That's
okay.
Not, you have the veto
right.
right.
So I just said stay back until he reaches out again.
A word for a woman. What?
So I will just stay back until he reaches out again.
I want you to wait until he feels comfortable enough to finish his amends to you. But I'm thrilled that his father told him what to do, and he did it, and it was graceful. God bless him.
Yes. Yes. And thank you.
And do not. You're fired as his mother. You're a relative.
Got it.
Over 18, he's a gentleman. And he sent you the greatest thing you'll ever get, and that's a letter of amends for his rudeness.
Yes, that was very nice. That was very nice of him.
And it was superb that his father asked him to do something. That is so good for him.
Yes, his father is a gentleman. It's just that my son, because of all the issues he's had
to play
trouble
pushy
with it.
Mama. You're fired as mama.
Got you, Dr. Allen. I got that.
You're a lady. Let him be a gentleman his way.
Noted. We will do that. Thank you so much. I appreciate
your
wisdom, and I appreciate what you do. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think it's hard to...
Wasn't that wonderful?
Yeah, I think it's hard to go from boyhood to manhood and to know the boundaries. So if the father's stepping in...
I remind people, kids from 12 to 18 are deprived of dopamine by nature so that they can get out of the house and get a tent or a cave and make their own families. But kids can't afford that, so they're living at home.
Yeah.
But I want you to understand that this young man, in spite of
deficiency
in dopamine, was kind and giving and generous to her. She's a lucky woman.
She is.
But
she
no
is.
Longer a mother.
I think it's interesting since you told her to back off and to let him basically man up. And the father stepped in. Hi, caller. Just one second. That he seemed to make a turn. And I think that's important. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Hi, Dr. Allen.
What is it?
I have a question about the kind of people that I guess I attract into my life. So I've been taking the WANT training. And I was listening to one of your tapes about the games that people play.
Persecutor, rescuer, victim. Yep.
Right. So I've noticed that in my life, you know, at work, in relationships, you know, even in my family, I tend to attract people or be around people that...
It isn't who you attract. We all attract everybody. What you do is you keep people that fit your script. So what are you? Are you a negotiator? Are you an intimidator with fear? Or are you
seductive. Seductive, yeah.
Seductive. With guilt and shame, what style of script communication do you practice?
I don't know.
I
think that's why I'm calling. Sorry?
What do people say to you? Are you married?
No, I'm not married, but I've noticed that I tend to have relationships with people who act the victim and people who are very manipulative. And it takes me quite a lot of time and
they seduce you into being mama.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
For sure.
What they do is they use shame and guilt on you that you're not their mother.
Yeah. Yes, that works.
So here's what you say to them. You feel it in your gut. When they tell you their sad stories, they're out of money, they're out of food, they need to get laid, whatever they need. You say, first of all, you have every right to want me to give you this or that or the other thing, but I'm not comfortable being your mother. And I want to make a deal with you. That if you want to borrow money, you sign this contract and it gives me interest if I loan you my money. In other words, no more free gifts, whether it's sex or money or food. You buy people's love, and they know it, and then you get mad at them. Will you be willing for them? What?
No, I just said okay.
Would you be willing not to rescue anybody for 4 weeks?
Yes, I am. I definitely want to try that.
I want you to feel it. Was your mother a mama too?
Not really. I mean, she was pretty aloof. Distant.
Okay, was your daddy a daddy?
No. I mean, they were both not there.
So where did you,
not
who
there.
Taught you to buy love?
I'm not sure.
Grandma,
I mean,
grandpa,
I went to Catholic school, so maybe that was it. I don't know.
Okay, were you taught to be generous, protective, and cherishing like the mama?
Yeah.
Well, whatever you learned, do you want to be everybody's mama at your expense?
No, it's exhausting, and I'm sick of it, and I'm tired of, I guess, that script, because I guess I'm excusing bad behavior in a lot of people.
I appreciate that, but the problem is you have to be willing to cause people pain by saying, you have a right to ask me for a loan of money, but I'm not comfortable giving it to you. So what do you think? What will you do because I don't give it to you? Will you terminate me? You see, what you're doing is buying love.
Right.
But then you resent it, and that ruins the relationship.
Right.
Women
right.
get
yeah.
what they want by knowing what they don't want. It leaves space for people. What?
I was just going, so I think that could work like in a... like in a family situation, or
yes.
if someone is dating
which
me,
kid,
but how do I do
you?
That at work?
How many kids in the family?
4 kids. I'm the last.
You're the last kid. You're usually the baby.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Then who do you give to? Because usually you're given to.
I give to my older sister, who it's taken me a very long time to realize that she's very manipulative and acts the victim.
So she's your negative mama?
Yeah.
She taught you to be vulnerable to her and other people?
I don't understand what you mean by that.
You say yes to everything she asks for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when
okay.
I stopped, when I started getting tired of it, that's when we started fighting, because I started saying no.
I know, but you don't have to fight. You just don't give. Are you willing
right.
to take 4 weeks of not giving to her?
Yes.
Okay, let's see how you do. But remember, you must say, you have a right to ask me for that, but I'm not comfortable giving it. Will you accept me? And then she'll tell you off and say you're stingy and you're this and that and everything else. And you'll say you have every right to feel that.
Right. And then how do I, so can I use that same language like at work? Because I've noticed, sometimes with the people that I manage at work, there's some that I've noticed the same behavior, and they're the ones that I have a lot of conflict with.
Well, do you know what your managerial skill responsibilities are, Do you know what their job is? Do you require and hold them accountable?
I do slack off a little bit in terms of holding them accountable.
Well, if you don't hold them accountable, you're manipulating them with generosity. And that's how your sister taught you to be. If you can't cause pain by saying, no, I don't want to give that to you, or accept that, and if you can't cause pain by saying no, you have to hurt yourself by saying yes.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
So, yeah, it sounds like it's my inability to say no to people because I want to be nice.
Would you practice at work and at home saying no to requests?
Yeah. I can do that.
Good. If you feel like giving somebody something, I want it to be your idea, not theirs.
Okay.
All right. That's called charity. What you're doing is submissive and seductive because you want to use the guilt that they feel, which they don't, to manipulate them. You're buying love.
Okay, so I too am being manipulative, even though that's what I see in other people.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It takes one to know one.
Okay.
Intimidators fight with intimidators. Seducers play with seducers. And guess what? Negotiators play with negotiators. And that's what I teach.
So let me ask you. I tried your five-step cleanup with one person
you
at
made
work
an appointment
in particular.
Yes, and what happened?
It became worse. I feel like the person,
you
know,
want to negotiate.
Right. So, and so right now,
he wanted to intimidate you out of yourself.
Right.
That's to be expected because if you surround yourself with users, they're going to be mad when you grow up and take care of yourself. They want you to mother them.
Okay.
Are you willing to pay the price of becoming grown up by losing people that use you?
Yes. Yes, yes,
yes. Well, then I want you to tell people you have a right to want that, but I'm not comfortable giving it to you. Will you accept that? You gave so-and-so something. Why can't you give it to me?
Yeah, honestly, exactly that happened. Yeah.
I know that. That's because that's what taught me to teach you what I do. I teach you how to negotiate where you can love each other by being balanced.
Okay.
You see?
I think sometimes it's just forgetting these tools when the situation presents itself.
Put them on a piece of paper and put them in a pocket where you can reach them and use them whenever you feel that feeling in your gut that somebody's nursing off of you.
Right.
Your body will tell you.
Right. I'm getting better about...
wonderful. What?
I was going to say I'm getting better about being in touch with my feelings. Yeah.
Very good. When you don't feel like saying or giving something that they want, please be graceful about turning them down. You have every right to want me to give that to you, but I'm not comfortable and I'm not going to. What is the price tag for saying no to you? Are we done? Are you terminating me?
And so I can ask them that, like, what is the price tag of me saying no?
That's right. That's wonderful. You can do anything you want as long as you're willing to pay for it. Physically, mentally, emotionally, financially. When you're with people that suck off of you, they will be very angry when you stop nursing them.
Right. Okay. And this would also apply to men who are passive aggressive, right? Like that whole thing is all the same.
Yes. Passive aggressive men have been over controlled by mother, and they find ways to say no to anything you need and you want.
Okay. And then really quickly, I've also noticed when I tell, like, let's say it's my family or specifically my sister or men, if I tell them my feelings, I've noticed, like, for example, my sister uses that to attack me, like, oh, you're being overly sensitive, you're overreacting.
She's trying to intimidate you out of loving yourself. She wants you to love her over yourself.
Okay.
That's what she's doing, and she has a right to, because you participate.
Right.
So tell her, you have every right to want me to love you over myself, but I don't want to do it anymore. I love me, and I will share it with you on my terms.
Right. Okay. I'll write that down.
Good girl. Good girl. Call us
back. All right. Thank you.
Let us know.
Yep, I will. Thanks.
Good. Bye. Thank you, caller. That is the script. The kind of the theme of the show tonight is the script.
Yes, and it is.
I love
There's
that.
There's a wonderful book by Claude Steiner. It's mm-hmm. called Scripts People Live. He's a transactional analyst. He's dead about a year now, but his book is wonderful. If you're in a 12-step program, you'll do an inventory, and it will show up your script.
Hello?
Exactly. Hello. Hi, caller. You're live on the air. Do you have a question?
Yes, actually, I do. Hi, Dr. Pat. I just wanted to say thank you very much for everything. But right now, I am at Costco, but I'm going to step aside, and I want to ask you a question about my 20-year marriage to my husband.
Do it.
Actually, scratch that. We haven't been married for 20 years. We've only been married for 9.5 years right now. And recently, I have caught him lying to me for a year now. And he's had, let's say, 2 phones full of prostitutes where I'm finding out later on that he's spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a month on these high-end prostitutes that he's going to other states to. Yes, please. Thank you. To be with them. And I have stopped talking to him. I told him to get lost. He's still denying it. And I really would, I know as crazy as it sounds, I really would like to work things out. We have been together for 20 years, and I know he has a sex addiction, but also before that, he's had years of drug addiction. And
Is he there nearby right now?
No. Not at all, actually. He wanted to try to work things out with me. It's been almost 6 months.
Then why don't you get him on the phone with you with me?
Because he won't answer now. Now he won't pick up. Thank you. Sorry. He was
I got it. Okay. So he's been taking money out of your estate and doing
his account. His account. But I'm just in charge of them. What do you call it? Right now, I was just finding out that he was lying, and he has had.
Human. Okay, he's human. Is he willing to stop doing that?
Yes, he is.
Are you going to take over as a controller for the money so you watch the money?
That's what I want to have happen, because before I was giving him trust. And now I can't. Now I have to see everything, do everything. Before that, I was allowing, giving him space.
Are you willing to say that you'll work on the marriage if he will let you take care of the books?
Yes, but also, really quickly, Pat, I feel like everybody is going to look at me like I'm like crazy or a bad person because
Why?
Of this.
Why?
Because I'm at home. I'm, you know, taking care of everything, taking care of our son, and he's out there.
I got news.
You know,
do they want you to get a divorce?
Yes, some do.
Okay, do you want a divorce? Are you willing to give him a second chance or not?
Yes, I am. But he won't answer my calls, Pat. Not now.
Well, write him a letter. Give him an email. Send him a text.
Okay, I will. I'll do that. I'll write a letter.
But
I
set up the boundaries.
That.
I will work on our marriage if you will let me be apprised of the books. Whether you both look at the books and he explains them, you want to be aware of what the money's doing. You have the right to that if you're married to him.
Thank you.
Please let him earn your respect back.
Because that's what everybody's
There's
saying right now.
Much, look, there's not much out here. We all have a screw loose. So why don't we work on it?
Thank you, Pat. That's what I need to hear, especially from you.
And so you set the boundaries. And if you set the boundaries, either you both look at the books every month, you see?
What about letting
access. Him? What?
I apologize. What about he wanted before he told me he was opening up a jewelry company and I was allowing him to go out and buy jewelry and do things like that. But now I don't even know if I could trust him to open up a business or do anything. I might just want him to be involved in our business alone.
Then why don't you have monthly meetings with do you have a person monitoring your books?
Actually, right now, yes, I do. I just recently fired the last people that my husband had, and I'm trying to get all of that in control because he was just hemorrhaging money and not even realizing it.
Would you please meet with him and them once a month to look over the books?
Yes, absolutely, I will.
Well,
I just am scared he doesn't want me anymore because I pushed him away for 6 months. I wouldn't talk to him. I wouldn't allow him to come in our house. I nothing, and now I'm realizing that I waited too long.
If he wants a divorce from you, you can't stop him.
Okay.
You'll get your piece of money, and you'll go on with your life.
Okay. No, I could do that. It's just I have this addiction to him, like the love thing. It doesn't matter.
I got
Before
news
we
for
lost...
you. If sex is more, do you have any kids?
Yes, we have one.
How old?
We would have had more, but I lost them because of stress.
I know. How old is the one that made it?
Actually, he's 17 now.
He's 17, so he's not really a kid anymore.
No, he's
so
a young
you're
man.
On the edge of, you're on the edge of a new life. If he doesn't want to work with you, feel free to get a divorce.
Okay. I made the mistake by waiting too long, Pat. Is that what I did?
Honey, you can't wait too long. There's no such thing as waiting too long. You can get a divorce whenever you want.
No, I was just trying to make him. I was ignoring him for 6 months when he was trying to talk to me. And I was
pushing
him away. I understand
that, but you're calling me, and I'm a marriage, family, child therapist.
You are.
And I want to help you keep him as long
Thank
as
you.
You're doing it in a legal, orderly way.
And I'm listening. Thank you. Okay.
I saw that you turned your head and let him run the show, and it got you and he in trouble. Well, I want you to take back your half of the power and have somebody to help you look at your books, monitor.
Okay, absolutely.
And if you need to get a divorce because he won't let you see the books, believe
oh, no, he's
me,
willing.
Your attorney will get the books. What?
He's actually willing to let me have control of that.
I want you to know your friends are not licensed therapists for 48 years. Please feel free to keep on working on your marriage because you obviously still want him for one reason. And
him.
He sounds like he's willing to be teachable.
You know what, Pat? As soon as we can, I'm going to take him and my son and myself to you. as soon as good. I can. Get us all together. That's
excellent. Or get me on the phone.
Absolutely. I'm very grateful. I just really need to hear that, Pat, because everybody else is trying to tell me no, and I just need to hear you to tell me I'm not crazy and it's okay to try.
Honey, like I said, if you're still a little in love with him, work on it.
Thank you. I will. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye, dear.
Thank you, caller.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Pat.
You know, people like to watch and slow down by accidents. They want to see heads roll and blood flow. And that's what they do a lot of times with divorces. They want to see people struggling so that they feel lucky. And I fight that.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think that that old adage, misery loves company, you know, and it's like the other thing too, watching a train wreck.
Yes.
You know, it's sick,
so
but they do.
I hope she works out a safe procedure.
Me too.
Okay?
I do too. I think we have another caller on. Caller, are you there?
All right. Go for it.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Hello?
What's your question?
Hello. I have a question. It's more to do with family matters.
Okay.
I wanted Dr. Pat Allen's advice on how to rebuild a relationship with my mother. It's been very tense and
how old are you?
I'm in my 40s.
Okay, so she's not your mother anymore. She's a relative.
Yes, she's a relative now. Yes, absolutely.
Is she still playing mama with you?
At times, yes. And
when she does that, she's treating you like a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, you have every right to treat me like a little kid. I want it stopped now or I have to go home.
Hmm.
If you can't stand up for yourself, why should she?
Hmm.
Over
18,
yeah,
I never thought about it that way.
You're an adult.
Hmm.
Sometimes your mother is really an egg donor. She doesn't even like you. What's your mother's problem? Is she fat? Is she too skinny? Is she sick? Is she mentally ill? What's going on with her?
Well, you know, I think that she's, I think she's autistic. She's highly functioning autistic woman.
Oh, okay. So she's disabled.
But she's, you know, I talked to her about it before, and because it
you
seemed
can't
like
talk
I'm also
to somebody that
yeah.
doesn't. Wait a minute. If she's disabled, she would be taking care of herself to be near people like you. But if she doesn't want to take care of herself because she denies she's disabled, you're
mm-hmm.
not very bright if you try to play shrink with her.
Right, right. Yeah, she's gotten furious whenever I mention it. And, you know, she's
then
now
why
retired.
Why don't you
and
let your mother be disabled and courteously
yeah.
deal with her, which means, gee, Mom, you don't seem to be feeling too good. I guess I'll go home.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you need her to be your mother, you need to be immature.
Mm.
Do you want to be immature?
No, absolutely not. No.
You know what the job of a female therapist
yeah.
is? Do you know what my job is?
What?
To replace the missing parts of a mother.
Mm-hmm.
So why not just call people like me to
yeah.
tell you that if your mother is disabled, she has a right to be weird.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a
okay.
responsibility to do Aikido. Do you know what Aikido is?
No.
It's a martial art that doesn't want you to fight jiu-jitsu. Mm. It wants you to roll with the punches. Yes, Mom. No, Mom. Going to go home now, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fight with disabled people that don't want to be helped. You can't.
Okay.
So would you please treat her like a disabled autistic person, courteously. Mm-hmm. But don't expect anything from it. She's disabled. Hire
I think there's
like
a point
to replace mother. What?
I think there's a part of me that feels like if I, you know, reached out one more time, or if I did a little bit something different, then she'll be much more receptive to
me. I got news for you. Remember to forget that plan.
Mm-hmm.
When people are disabled, they have a right to be different. And we have a responsibility to play Aikido with them so that you can roll with the punches. Stop magically fantasizing fixing your mom. Please treat her like a human being who's disabled.
Thank you, caller. We're out of time.
Yes. Okay. Very
good
heavy.
Luck.
All right. Thank
Call
you
us back. Let
okay.
us know.
Bye, Kelly. All
Bye-bye.
Right.
Bye. Hey, Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Amen. Everybody, www.drpatallen.com. If you don't sign up for the newsletter, you won't know about the pop-up events. Follow us on Facebook and come back next week. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.